Hello, Ben. Good morning.
Yeah.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much for asking. I appreciate that. So, happy Friday. We made it. My name is Nadine. I'm one of the specialists here in the department that handles pricing and details for your area. And I know that you've been speaking with Desiree, my representative, and she's been going over the basics of our program. So I'm taking a look at some notes that she did send over to me. Now, I know that you had mentioned to her that you have like 15 reviews that aren't showing on your Google profile page, right?
Yeah.
Do you think possibly they've put it like on your Angie's listing as opposed to your Google?
No, I went directly to my business profile, got the link off of my Google business profile and sent it to the
right.
people. And they said they'd do it. And they showed me where they did it. They showed me where they clicked the link and went in and wrote stuff
and
it never showed up.
Wow, that's really strange, yeah, because I'm looking at your profile now on Google. I see the website link. I see your phone number. And then where it shows reviews, it's asking me to be the first to review it, which is pretty strange, especially if they've sent it to you. Huh. Okay. And then as far as, like, I see you listed on the local Yahoo, you come up on there, and then the Angie's leads. You have a pretty good reputation online. I mean, I don't come across anything negative regarding your business, so good job on that. Really good job.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Try to work hard to make sure people know they can trust me.
Well, let me tell you, it shows. It shows in the reviews that I'm reading so far. So, now, are you currently taking on leads right now with the Angie's leads?
Unfortunately, no, I'm not. Angie's leads is kind of a scam.
Uh-huh.
You pay way too much money. They send me leads all the time that are not anything to do with what I do, and they will not refund me the money or give me a credit. So I have an outstanding balance with them right now that's probably going to go into a legal battle because I'm not going to pay for a phone call that went nowhere or was for some other kind of service that I don't provide.
I hear that quite often. We do work with a lot of their clients. We're not associated with them because what we do is list businesses on Google to make sure that they're coming up on that first page when is searching for their services, right? So, and I hear it often, you know, the leads, a lot of times you have to keep calling them to make sure that they credit you for that. So sorry to hear that you're having that experience. Now, I was looking to see if, by chance, if you had, like, a Facebook page. Have you ever created one for the business on Facebook?
Yeah.
You have. Okay, and it's under Cardone's LLC, correct?
I think it's under, Cardone's Plumbing LLC.
Cardone's
Plumbing. Hang on one second.
Plumbing.
I have someone trying to call me. I need to
of course.
Catch this real quick.
I'll hold. No, of course. I'll hold.
Oh, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here. No worries.
Sorry about that.
No need to be sorry. You're running a business. Those calls are important, right? I know, because
yeah.
I needed a plumber at one time. And let me tell you, when it comes to plumbing, it's an emergency.
Yeah, you're right.
So, I had my nightmare, let me tell you, 3 weeks before Christmas. Oh, my gosh, Ben, I had to get a plumber out because we live in a home. It's an older home, and we had cast iron piping, and the plumbing went out. Oh, man. So you know the pain of it, right?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, man, we had to get someone out here, like, fast. And surprisingly, I come from a large Hispanic family, and nobody knew a plumber. Can you believe that? That they could refer me. So I was in a panic.
I knew that a lot.
You know, Ben, I went on Facebook. I went on Google and I went on Facebook. Have you ever seen the marketplaces on Facebook? It's like a community, right? Where you live at.
Yeah.
So I went on there and I said, can anybody refer me a plumber ASAP? Someone reliable. So I was getting people, I was finding guys on Google, and then surprisingly, they were also being referred on Facebook, right? But,
yeah.
I ended up going with a smaller family company. Do you get that often?
Yeah, I get referred on Facebook all the time, but sometimes the post is a little bit late, and they've already chosen, like, the first person that came up because they're in an emergency. But,
yeah,
I have a lady I do work for, and every time a post pops on Facebook, she puts a picture of my card and my name and stuff. I'm like, call this guy.
Yeah, no kidding. Let me tell you, plumbing, I feel the arteries of the home is the plumbing and electrical. You cannot go without it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yep.
So, you know, you're targeting about a 25 to 35 mile radius, right, for potential clients from your home base, Inwood? Okay.
Yeah, because I do is service calls. So, you know, typical plumbing problems like you're talking about. And I try to pick up two to three of those a day if possible.
Okay. Okay, good. I was looking at your Facebook. You did a great job on that. Really great job. So here's what I'm thinking, okay, is I feel like the package that's going to be most beneficial for you, Ben, is our Platinum package, okay? So the Platinum package, it includes Google and Facebook marketing. So what we would do is your current profile page that you have on Google, we would optimize it to the first page, and we would maintain it there, okay? At any time when someone is performing that search, right, let's say they have a leak, right, and they're doing a search for a plumber with a leak that they have, you know, unclogging, right, their main line, they have a stoppage there, okay, water heater installed. You do that as well, correct?
Yes.
So any time that they're performing those searches – pertaining to your services, your company is going to appear there on the first page of Google, and you'll be getting the calls coming directly to you, okay? Now, as far as like with your reviews, we do provide you a tiny URL that you can send to your clients, okay, where they can click on that specific URL and leave you a review. So we help you monitor your reviews. In fact, you'll see it before it even posts. Okay. And then we'll also create content for you on Bing, and then we're going to run Facebook ads. Anytime that someone's performing that search pertaining to your services there within your area, they're going to see your Facebook ad appear on their desktop as well as on their mobile device. And that's going to help you reach a larger clientele base, and we'll make it unique where we can target an audience by interest, income level, or by location. You can cover as far as 50 miles if you wanted, but it's definitely going to get you within, you know, your service area that you're targeting. Now, in addition to that, we'll also list you on a number of other directories, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Chamber of Commerce, BBB, which are just to name a few. And then we'll make sure that your website is also anchored where we are listing your business. We want them to see the quality work that you do and to get to know more about your company. We do include as well the voice-activated searches, which are very popular. We're talking Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri, And then we'll give you exposure on mobile devices, and that'll cover iPhones, Androids, and tablets. So with this package, we're pretty much covering all of your bases, okay? How does that sound to you so far?
I mean, that sounds great, but the problem is the money. You know, I'm working off a little bit of money here because, like I said, Angie's List did me dirty.
Yeah,
I'm
hear
going
you.
Off of word of mouth right now. So, and I have five
okay.
kids. And
I heard the little ones in the background. Oh boy, you got your hands full there, huh? What are their age range?
15 to 2.
Oh my goodness! Wow, what a blessing! My husband and I, between the both of us, we have 8 kids. I mean, they're grown now. The youngest ones
right.
are actually in college, but yeah, and they, yeah. I had all girls. He had 3 girls and 1 boy, but we're the Brady
girls.
Bunch. We're the Brady Bunch here. Oh, what a blessing. Well, you know, what I was going to offer you, Ben, is our new in business rate. So typically our packages, they do come with a setup fee. But because you already have your own website and you've already done the first step, you know, getting your business PIN verified and creating that profile, I'm completely waiving the setup fee. So this package, I am able to offer it to you at a fixed flat rate of $249 a month.
Okay.
And it's a month-to-month program. You know, the company does ask, and I'll be very transparent with you, they ask that you at least stick it out 2 months because, you know, with Google, it's not going to happen overnight. I mean, it is a process, right? But
right.
we do get you listed in a timely manner. Okay?
Yeah.
And
I mean, it sounds good, but see, my problem is, my issue is, you guys called me. I didn't reach out for you. So it makes me really weary about going through anything, you know?
Yeah, I understand. And I don't know if my representative, Desiree, had mentioned to you, I mean, the reason that we called you today, right, is because within our company, Local Splash, this listing became available this morning, okay, for the plumbing category within your area. And what we're doing right now is my representatives are calling the businesses in the area, of course, businesses that aren't on the first page, and finding who would be a good fit for us. We look for certain criteria, one being that you have a good reputation online, providing a quality service and can handle more business. I mean, I think at the very least, you and I can both agree, you provide a quality service. I mean, it shows in your review, right?
Yeah, I try to be. I mean, you know, most plumbers go in, I get calls for water heaters all the time. Can you give me a quote on a water heater? And, you know, I give them a quote and it's like $1,400 to $1,600. And they're like, wow, they wanted $4,000 to do this other company. I'm like, yeah, because I'm giving you the water heater for pretty much exactly what I pay for it. I'm only tacking on a little bit for fuel and 15 minutes of my time to pick it up. As where they're charging you double for the price of the water heater just because they came.
Yeah, you know, it's funny that you say that because my brother-in-law, he's a mechanic, right? And he owns his own shop. And he, you know, when he does work, like he had a client tell him, well, how much is a part costing? He's all, I'm giving it to you at my cost. Like, I'm not even charging you additional for that. I'm just charging you
right.
for the labor, you know? And they're like, really? Because I had this other mechanic tell me, like, I mean, it was almost double the price, right? So, and my brother-in-law, he doesn't work like that. He's like, look, at the end of the day, you know, I just want to get paid for the labor that I'm doing, you know? I'm not here to nickel and dime people, you know? And you hit
right.
that quite often.
On the small things that I carry around on my van for months at a time, I do put a markup on those. But they've been sitting in my van for a long time. Fittings. Pieces to repair
right.
a toilet, repair a faucet.
Right.
You know, I've had to purchase those and hold on and lean on top of that purchase. Some of those
yeah.
faucet cartridges are $100 a piece. Well, I'm holding on to that for months at a time, and when I make the money off of it, I need to make sure that I'm getting a profit off of it. So if it's only $20, it's still $20.
Yeah.
You know, $20 profit.
And I agree with you on that. You know, and that's why, Ben, you get the business that you do from word of mouth, because it sounds like you're pretty genuine, you know, in the services that you offer. I mean, from what I gather, just in this short conversation we've been having, you know.
Well, I spent 14 years working for a company that had us write our bills and provide the prices and collect the money right in the field all the time. So we were responsible for all the description and everything. So I was pretty much micromanaging my own day all day for the company and also gaining experience in plumbing. Well, going behind other people, fixing stuff, writing these bills, you know, doing customer service on top of it, because I'm the face of the company, you know, even though it's not my company, I was the face of the company. So, I got tired of getting underpaid, seeing these new guys come in off the street making more money than me when I'm here doing the job now and fixing their stuff, knowing that I'm reliable coming to work every day. And I was just like, I've had enough. I'm starting my own business.
You know what? It's a whole different industry, but my brother-in-law experienced the same thing. He was working for a Ford dealership, right? He was their master mechanic. And when he started seeing that, man, these new guys are coming in and they're making the same that I'm making and they're not as experienced as myself, you know, and he just finally got tired of it. And he said, you know what? I can do this on my own. I've been doing it for years. And that's what made him branch out on his own, because he's like, I'll make my own hours. I'm going to make my own money. And I'll tell you, that dealership that he used to work for, they send guys to him when they can't figure out the problem. Send them to his shop, and he's like, you know, he got tired of it though, because he said, you know, I'm not being paid what I'm worth, and these new guys are coming in, and they're starting off at the amount that I'm making. Like, I have worked my way up, you know.
So, yeah, I'm almost $100 an hour cheaper than most guys around here. So, and I still feel like I'm getting paid what I'm worth. Yeah, I'd like to make a little more so I wouldn't struggle so much, but I'm making more than enough to have a comfortable living. If my advertising is done correctly, which I need to do. So
yeah.
That's what I've been contemplating for so long, is how am I going to get myself on Google? That's what I need. I need when someone says, I need a water heater, or my faucet's leaking, or my basement's flooded. I want to show up there.
You and I both know that when it comes to the plumbing, right? And they're on Google, it's because it's a service that they need. They're not just looking to see, oh, I'm just going to ask just out of curiosity, right? So, I mean, even now, if I'm looking for a plumber there within your area, you might know some of these guys that I see all about plumbing, Humphreys Plumbing, Inwood Plumbing Pros, Rob's Plumbing Service, Brent Plumbing Services. Do any of those guys ring a bell to you?
Yeah, I know everyone.
Yeah, right now, those are the guys that are coming up on the first page. I mean, they're within your area. So, I mean, they're the ones right now that are capitalizing on 90% of those searches. That would be where we would be placing you, so that you can be a part of that, okay? But it is at the cost of $249 a month. I mean, there's no taxes or hidden charges. We're not charging you per call or per click. It is a fixed flat rate, again, on a monthly basis. Hey.
If you lose me, you can call me right back, right?
A
bad spot.
Yeah, no worries. Now, I did see that there's an email, cordonesplumbingllc@gmail.com. It was on your Facebook page. Is that a good email for you?
Yeah, that's the one I use all the time for the company.
Okay, awesome. I just sent you an email. It's coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash, and it'll say Google and Facebook marketing in the subject part of the email. But I did outline everything that's included in the program, with the price being at $249 a month. You'll see there as well, you know, everything that's included. I mean, I kind of hear, like, you know, you're a little bit wearied, like you mentioned, you know. It kind of sounds a little bit of the trust issue, right?
From your experience in
the past.
No, I've never had a problem with that, but with the way the world's going today, you never know, you know?
Right.
But what are you going to do? It is what it is.
Yeah. I hear you. You know, my mom is very, I was just talking about this with her the other day. I was going to sell her some money because she had made some, my mom crochets, and she had made a baby blanket for one of my friends, and I was going to sell her the money, and I'm like, Mom, what are you, I'm going to sell you the money. She's like, what is that? And I'm like, well, it's kind of like a wire transfer, but there's no charges, right? I could do it from my account to yours. I don't have that. Just give me the cash. And I'm like, why don't you have Zelle set up? It's so much easier. And she's like, I don't trust any of that stuff. And I'm like, I'm all, but Mom, it's this day and age. She goes, I don't trust nothing. I don't trust, no, no, no. I mean, she'll still write checks till this day. She gave me a check for my birthday, and she's been hounding me. I mean, the next day she was hounding me, mind you. Did you cash the check yet? I'm like, no, I didn't. Well, I'm looking at my checkbook, and I need you to cash that check. I'm like, oh, my goodness. I haven't made it to the bank yet.
I hate checks.
Right?
People give me checks all the time, and I got to wait sometimes 48 hours to have access to the funds.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a credit union, so my credit union, I mean, they process it through right away, but sometimes, depending on where the check is coming from, they'll hold it for a day or two before it's available, you know?
I use Square for all my processing.
That's a good app. Very good service.
Yeah, it's great. It keeps all my customers in my library, everything I did for them, all their information.
Yeah, it's very simple. I used it years ago when I had a catering business on the side, and I loved it. Square was my go-to, you know, especially when I worked with corporate events. They would pay me with a credit card, and it made it so much easier. Even when I did my taxes, you know, as a sole proprietor, it just had everything, you know, accounted for. So it makes it a lot easier, right?
Yeah. I'm looking.
Yeah, so what do you think? I mean, in all honesty, how do you feel about it?
Well, I'm looking through the email. I haven't got an email yet.
I did send it to Cordones. Did you check in your promotional box? Because if you've never received a correspondence from us, it might go to your promotional box. It's coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash.
All right, I'll check. I'm
going to
park right now.
Okay. Taking the little ones to school?
No. She's my partner in crime today.
Oh, okay. Your little buddy there? All right. That's awesome. So you have all girls? Hi, honey. How are you? Aw, you being a good girl? Are you going to help your dad work today?
Yeah. It came in under spam.
Yeah, it's probably because you never received correspondence from us. Just so you know, Ben, I'll always be transparent with you. We are located in Costa Mesa, California. That's where you'll find our company. We've been servicing businesses, I would say, well, we're going on 18 years now this December. 17 years we've been in business.
Here you go.
In a minute, hang on.
Are you done talking?
Yeah.
The other thing I want to mention that with this program, and I think it's the beauty of it, is that it also comes with a customized tracking and reporting system. So we provide you a username and a password where you can log in at any time through your client dashboard. You can see all the keywords you're listed for, how many times they clicked on your Facebook ad, where they performed the location of the search, how many phone calls you're getting from new customers. So you're able to track all of that through our reporting system, which for me is super important, you know, is for you to know how well it's working for you, not just taking my word for it that it's working.
Right.
I'm going to go for that.
Okay, Bradley, give me a minute.
Open what?
It's not a glove box. It doesn't work.
When do the kids start school over there? Ours already went to school this week.
Should be in the next 2 weeks.
Oh, okay. Yeah, over here they're already in school. They went back on Thursday.
Yeah, they're starting. It's either the end of this week or the middle of next week they're starting.
Yeah. I know my cousin, we were just talking last night. She goes, Matt, she has 3 kids in school. She goes, you have no idea. My cousin, which is her mom, took the kids to go get school clothes. She goes, we dropped about $1,000. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, I spent over $200 last night. It's on like 3 pairs of pants and a couple of shirts.
Exactly. Exactly. And I mean, we help out with our grandkids, my husband and I, and I'm like, man, we got like 6 of them in school right now. And I'm like, oh Lord.
Yeah, that's
super expensive now.
The state does help sometimes. Their mom, me and their mom separated. So she gets like free stamps and stuff. And,
and that helps.
They give her vouchers for the kids for school for like $275.
That's awesome.
I mean, it's great, but what they did with it is last year they started putting it on the EBT card, and you have to go to an ATM to get the money.
Really?
To stop people from abusing that money.
They
used to send you a voucher. And you'd have to take it to stores that would get the voucher and get the clothes, and then, you know, they'd deduct the cost from it and write on it, and then it would go back to the account and take it to another store. But now they just put it on the EBT card, go to the ATM, get your cash, boom, you do whatever you want with it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, there's people that take advantage of the system like that, you know, and it makes it tough for the other ones that are, you know, legitimately in need, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I get mad at their mom all the time. I'm like, you gotta eat. You got $1,000 to go get food almost for free. I gotta actually buy it out of my pocket.
Yeah. I hear ya.
All right, well, I think I want to do this because I've been talking about doing it for months, and I mean, I feel like it might be what I need to push me forward where I can make that extra income to be able to do some more things in my life I want to do.
Right. And definitely, I mean, we'll be managing your account. So just so you know, like on your profile page, you would just have to add us on as managers, not owners. So that way we can optimize it to the first page and maintain it there for you. So you're going to have an account team dedicated to assisting you with everything, okay? Let me take a look here. And then what we'll do, Ben, is we'll also, once you and I set up the account, it takes about maybe 10 minutes for you and I to set it up, and then we'll schedule your client interview with one of our technicians. In the client interview is where the magic's going to happen. They're going to talk to you about the keywords, keyword phrases. They're going to go over way more in detail with you, the Facebook ads, the areas you want to target, okay? Just to kind of give you a heads up, I have appointments available because I like to get it done as quickly as possible because as fast as we get you through the client interview, that's how quickly we're moving. So I have appointments available as late as 5 to 6 o'clock your time. Do you prefer that time?
Yeah.
Because I figure you're kind of out and about throughout the day, okay? So I'm going to also send you a second email. It's going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. And what it does, Ben, is it gives you an overview of our reporting system. So this way you kind of have an idea of how the reports will look, okay? And then this number that you and I are speaking on, you can also receive text messages, right, to this phone number?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to send you right now 3 text messages. The first text is going to have my name with my number and my extension. Although it's on the bottom of the emails, I still like to provide it to you. I was considered the lead on the account, but I always provide my information just so that you have it. And then I'm sending you another text, which is going to have the number to our customer service. Any time that you have an update, a change, a question, a concern regarding your account, you will contact customer service. We are here Monday through Friday, 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. So your time would be 10 to 7. Okay, I believe you're 3 hours ahead of us, right?
Yeah, I'm the Eastern Standard.
Yes, sir. So for you, we're here 10 to 7. And then I'm sending you a third text. It's going to be labeled with a link to a YouTube video that is about 6 minutes long. When you have time, please take a look at the video. It's actually going to give you a demonstration on how you go in and track your results with us. Okay? It's really simple, nothing too complicated, but I want you to get familiar with it. Okay?
Okay.
Now, for the account purpose, your first name is Ben, or is it Benjamin, and you go by Ben?
I go by Ben, but it is Ben.
Okay. And I'll notate that as you go by Ben. And what's your last name, Ben?
Brugh, B-R-U-G-H.
B as in boy, R-U-G-H, Brugh?
Yes.
Okay. And the number that I see currently listed on Google is 304-620-8788. That's the number that should be appearing, correct?
Yeah, that's what we're talking on right now.
Okay, awesome. Now, my question is this. On your Google profile page, it says Cordones LLC, but I know your Facebook says Cordones Plumbing LLC. So
we want
to ensure that you're listed correctly across the board. Do you want it to just say Cordones LLC, or do you want the plumbing in it? Your business card doesn't have it, right? It only says Cordones LLC.
That's correct. And that's how I want to keep it. I know it's good to have that plumbing there, but I do more than just plumbing, too. Like, I do something.
Okay. So as it currently reads, Cordones with an S at the end of it, LLC is how it should stay, right?
No, there's no S on my card.
Okay.
It doesn't matter.
I didn't think so. So we can have the S removed so it shows Uniform Cordone LLC. We'll keep it as that. Do you want us to remove the S? I think that's how you have it everywhere else without the S. Okay. So we'll make sure that that's updated. Now, just real quick, I noticed that there's an address. It's, thank God it's not showing on Google. Did you have them PIN verify you at 36 Hammock Drive?
I don't know.
Okay.
That's my mom's house, so
okay.
I don't have an office. I work out of my van.
Yeah. No. It's what they call a home office, right? No, Google never wants your address appearing on there because you're not a showroom. Okay. You're not like it's not like you're an auto parts store that people go to. So we always want to make sure that that address is hidden. I don't even know why Angie's List puts the address there. That makes no sense to me. And then I got your website here, and I have to say you did a really good job on your website. I see websites all day long from business owners that create them, and you've done a really good job on that. Absolutely. Now, for the billing, Ben, the card that you're going to use today for the payment, is it in your name? Does it have the business name, or is it in both?
Both.
Okay. And how does your name read? Just Benjamin, and you pronounce your last name Brugh?
Yes.
Okay. Is there like a middle initial or anything?
No.
Okay. And then you said it also has the company name, just as Cordone LLC?
Yeah, that's on the front of the card, but on the back, where the numbers are and stuff, that's mine.
Okay.
It's business debit, so.
Okay. And then, what's the billing address for that card?
36 Amick Drive.
Okay.
Inwood, West Virginia, 5426.
Got it. Okay. And is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover?
MasterCard.
Okay. And then I'm ready for the card number when you are.
We're doing for 249, right?
249. And before I process your payment, that's why I sent you the email to show you it's 249. And then before I process your payment, Ben, for your protection, I'm going to walk you through a 90-second voice verification that will outline our service agreement. It's an added form of protection for you as well that we send in writing along with your invoice. And it's going to outline the billing date, the cost. It also will mention in there that you can cancel your services at any time. All we ask is that you call us 3 business days before your next billing is due, so this way you're not incurring charges. If you'd like, I can walk you through that first. Would that be better? I can do that.
Sure, that's fine. I just want to do that.
Okay. Let me walk you through the voice verification first, and then we'll go ahead and take the card number after, okay? So as I'm walking you through this, Ben, please keep in mind if there is something that you do not understand, please do me a favor and just stop me. Just say, what does that mean? And what I'll do is I'll review it, and then I will rephrase it, okay? I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we even process your payment. Sound good?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording, Ben, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
I'm sorry, if you asked me for a response, I was...
Yes. Yes, if you could, yes. Could you please state the name of your business?
Cordone LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Benjamin Bruce, owner.
Are you authorized, Ben, to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Ben, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
And do keep in mind, Ben, that you might get a call from another company, okay, not related to us, trying to sell you another type of online product. They are not related to Local Splash. Ben, we will never call you to ask you for more money, okay? Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay, and I do want to explain this one anyways. We're not saying, Ben, that you can't do additional marketing. We're just saying that before you do, please give us a call so we can reference it and make sure that we are not already providing you that service. We do not want you spending more money if you don't need to. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, August 12, 2022, in the non-refundable amount of $249. This is a two-month verbal agreement. Your next payment will be September 12, 2022, in the amount of $249. This will be a recurring payment. So when the term is completed, Ben, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 12th day in the amount of $249. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, which is the number that I sent you, 877-635-6225, and you'll hit number 8, okay? To prevent charges for your next month of service, Ben, please contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due, so this way you're not charged, okay? Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So that concludes that. And then you said it was a MasterCard, right?
Correct.
Okay. I'm ready when you are.
5207.
Okay.
1100.
Okay.
5078.
Okay.
6976.
And you said it was 5207-1100-5078-6976, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Expiration month and year?
0128.
01/28. And then the CVV code on the back, please.
348. That's correct.
Okay. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to update the package, and then I'm going to process the payment, okay? You're going to be receiving both to your email as well as in your text messages a copy of your receipt, okay? And then what we're going to do is we'll go over the receipt in a few minutes, and then we're also going to go over some notes. And you did mention that 5 to 6 o'clock is good for you, right, for your client interview today?
Yes.
Awesome. So let me, I'm going to also send you an email with a calendar invite for your client interview. Now, they will call you from an 877 number between 5 and 6 o'clock. So just make sure to answer all calls within that hour, okay? They will also send you a reminder letting you know that it's coming up an hour before your interview, okay? Just a friendly reminder you will receive. And then let me get that email over to you for your calendar invite. So you don't need to do anything like on the calendar invite. It's just I need to send that to you to let you know that it'll be coming up. So they send you that notification as well. Now, are you only doing just residential plumbing or are you doing like commercial too?
No, I'm only doing residential.
Only residential. Okay.
Yeah, they are.
All right. Now, and how far do you want to target? Do you want to start it with a 35-mile range or?
I'm not sure what the range is where I'm at. I like to go, the zip code is 25425.
Let me hold on. Let me get that zip code. You said 25425?
Yes.
Okay, let me write that in. 25425. Any other zip code? So you want to go within that range of the 25425, right?
Oh, yeah, all of that. And,
okay.
The 25428.
You said 25428, and what was the other one?
25430.
25430.
Let's see what else.
Yeah, no worries. Take your time.
I can tell you the towns, I guess. We got Bunker Hill.
Bunker Hill. Okay.
Jarrettstown.
Jarrettstown?
Yeah, that's Jarrettstown.
Okay.
You have to wait. I'm doing something important. Give me 5 minutes here.
Oh, poor baby. We're almost done. And this is a good start. In your client interview, if you need to add more, don't worry. We can add more. Okay? I just kind of want to give them that general idea. Do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What's your preferred method of contact?
Phone and text is okay because a text can lead to a phone call.
Exactly.
Email's okay too. I don't mind email, but it's a lot harder to keep up. It's a lot harder to keep up on email because it's not something that consistently throughout the day.
Yeah. I'll put phone and text. And then what are your hours of operation?
8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
8 to 5. Is that Monday through Friday or Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Friday, and then the evenings and weekends with the emergency services.
Okay.
So I do 24 hours, but the rates are a little bit different.
Yeah.
Not major, but they are different.
Okay, weekends and evenings, emergency services. Got it. Okay. Now, I know that are you licensed and insured or in the process?
Yes, I am licensed and insured.
Awesome. And then now your forms of payment, you said you do take credit cards, because I believe you mentioned you have the Square right now, right?
Yeah, and I guess when the volume increases, you can do checks for Square.
Okay, but do you want me to just put cash and credit cards and at your disclosure, you know, you can let them know?
Yeah.
About the check? Do you have PayPal by chance?
I do.
Okay. So let me put here. Do you want me to notate that or no? It's up to you. We can notate Zelle if you take Zelle, PayPal, Cash App, Venmo, any of those.
I mean, you can put Cash App. I don't really use PayPal.
Okay. So I'll put cash, credit cards, and Cash App. How's that?
That's good.
Okay. And then let's see what else I'm looking at here. I got that. I got your Facebook page. Now, if you're not sure how to add us on as managers, the technician will walk you through it, okay, how to add us on to your Google profile page so that we can start managing it. And then I want to go over a couple of these with you just to kind of get a general idea. I mean, the obvious is plumbing repairs. What other type of services do you want me to list on there? Do you do, like, the video inspection, anything like that?
I can, but I have to rent equipment to do that.
Okay. You want me to definitely put in water heaters, right?
Yes, water heaters, well pumps, well tanks.
Well belts and tanks?
Yeah, well tanks, like the pressure tank.
Yes.
So,
what was that? I'm sorry. Faucet repair.
Sump pump.
Yes. Sump pump. Okay.
Faucet install, toilet install, toilet repair. You name it. General plumbing stuff.
Okay. Perfect. And they'll go over more in detail with you as well. Okay. And then now the last thing, Just a couple more things I do want to go over with you. Can you pull up your invoice? We sent it to your email, and we also sent it to you in a text message. It'll say initial invoice, and it'll start off by saying, Dear Benjamin Brew, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email.
This is terms of experience.
Yes, okay, so you're on that page. Perfect. So where it says terms of experience, I want you to go all the way down to the bottom of that page, right? It's going to ask you for a signature in the box. But before you sign, okay, right above it, there's a little box to the left, and it says, I certify that I am the authorized user and signer of the credit card and that all the information is true and correct, right? You see that there?
Yeah.
Okay. So what you're doing by checking in that box, you're stating that it is your name on the card. So you'll click on that box, and then you're going to type your name exactly as it reads. Just Benjamin Brew. And when you do that,
when I made my Square, when they sent my card, they accidentally put two U's in my name.
Oh, they did. Okay, so let me correct it. Okay, so they put two U's. All right, let me go back. I'm going to resend that to you. Give me one second here. So they spelled it as B-R-U. How did they spell it on there?
B-R-U-U-V-A.
Okay, so let me resend it because we want to make sure it's the way it is on your card. So go ahead and back out of that. I'm going to resend it to you. Go to here.
Hello, welcome.
You can be patient and wait a few more minutes.
We're almost done, sweetie. I promise. Okay. I'm sending it to you right now. All right. Should be getting there in the next minute or so.
That's your email.
It would be in both.
I can get in one.
No, we can go when I tell you. Wait.
Did it come through yet?
Yeah, I did it through the email.
Okay. And then, you know, you just walk through that next spot. And then when you type your name and when you hit the confirm signature, Ben, it should take you to a page that's asking you for username and password. Let me know when you're there.
Hi.
Hi. We're almost done, honey, I promise.
No.
She's like, I'm ready to go.
It's not working.
Okay, what's it telling you?
Signature does not match.
Did you spell it with the two U's?
Yeah, it's telling me it wants to. I must be on the wrong one.
You might be on the wrong one. How does your name show on there? Because I corrected it on my end and resent it.
Yeah, I got it now.
Oh, it's
saying the same thing on this one.
Really? Are you putting a space in between just Benjamin space and then B-R-U-U-G-H? I spelled it like that, right?
It's got it now.
Okay.
Username and password.
Perfect. Okay, I wanted you to see this part. So we don't have your username and password yet because the technician's going to have to create that. In 5 to 7 days, Ben, you're going to receive this, an email with this link, a username and a password. You can update it to a password of your choice because we just generate a password for you. This is where you go in to view your reports, track your success with us, okay? So that's why I want you to watch that video, all right? The last thing I want to go over with you is our timeline. And I'm glad that we were able to schedule your client interview today because the quicker we get you through that, the faster we're moving. So within 5 to 7 days, we're going to have you listed within all the popular directories. We're also going to send you your login credentials to start tracking your results with us. Okay, within 7 to 14 days, your Facebook ads are going to be up and running. So we're going to have those live. Okay, this way you can start generating some more business. Now, typically what it does state in our terms and conditions, okay, that we sent you in writing, it states that for the first page placement, it can take between 30 to 45 days. I'm going to tell you, Ben, we like to under-promise and over-deliver. I have seen it where it's happened sooner. Now, because you're already PIN verified on Google, you already have the profile page, it's a matter of you adding us on as managers, so it could happen a lot sooner for you, okay? So, as these things are being processed, we're going to be sending you notifications, letting you know when you're live on the first page, when you're live in the Facebook ads, when you're live in the directories. We're going to keep you in the loop on the steps that we're completing and processing, okay, so that you're aware of the work that we're doing, okay? Any questions for me before I let you go about your day? I think I've taken enough of your time, right? The little one's been very patient.
You've done a very good job cleaning everything up and making sure I understand everything.
I thank you for that, Ben. I really do. I like to be straightforward. You know, that's the way I work, and transparency, because, you know, I know a lot of business owners have bad experiences, right? And it's just making sure that you're comfortable with the decision that you're making. You know what I mean? This is your bread and butter. So you got to make sure what you're investing, that you're getting that on a return, right? I mean, that's the most important. Okay.
I had somebody call me recently that wanted me to advertise with them, and it was a some kind of plan. $6,000.
Oh my gosh!
$6,000 for the first 3 months, but they guaranteed a $20,000 turnaround or something. I was like, if I had $6,000 to hand out, I wouldn't be to advertise.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, those. I don't, you know, I hear that quite often, but again, it's a big investment, right? And you have that in the back of your mind of what if, I mean, you've dumped that much money. So, you know, with us, your price is never going to change, okay? One thing I did want to ask you, and it is an option for you, it doesn't cost you additional. If you wanted, we could put a tracking number. Instead of your phone number that currently shows on Google, it would be a tracking number, right, that is linked to your phone number. It does come with an app that you can download from the App Store on your phone, and you can see your phone calls and you can see your messages. It also is a way where you can block calls coming in that are spam calls. Would you be interested in a tracking number, or do you want us to keep it just as with your phone number as it appears now?
I kind of want my number out there. You know?
Okay, so we'll keep it as that then. That's not a problem. Then no worries. You're all good. Okay?
Yeah, this number is specifically for the company, so.
Okay, then we're good. Perfect. All right, then we're going to keep it as that. Well, I want to be the first to welcome you to our local Splash family, and I really want to thank you, Ben, for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business. I'm super excited for you. Okay, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks, you too.
You're very welcome. Have a blessed one. Bye-bye.